Trinidad native and Los Animas County Commissioner Gary Hill has seen the town through many of its economic stages.
We're what you call a boom and bust community. It was coal mining, and then when that went away, we're oil and gas, and now that's went away. And actually, because of some Tabor amendments and a few of those, it's really hurting us financially.
The town sprang up around the Santa Fe Trail, then grew into a railroad town. For as long as the tracks have run through it, residents have known the train as a local icon.
Any mode of transportation that comes into this community is going to help us. You know, I think we're fortunate that we sit on the interstate. The train gives us our east-west connection.
That's County Administrator Leanne Fabick, who also serves on Trinidad's Economic Development Board.
We have a rich history. The problem is, you know, we have a depressed economic present, and we certainly don't need anything to add to that.
Commissioner Hill puts it another way.
We lose that. It's another nail in the coffin, and we don't need that right now.
Trinidad City Councilwoman Carol Bolton comes from a railroad family and says she takes the Southwest Chief direct to her hometown of Kansas City. Bolton says the train is critical for the region.
This is a lifeblood artery that allows people in rural communities to actually have access to travel. It's an economic driver. It helps with our tourism. It provides jobs. And it would just be devastating to all of the rural communities that we lost this line.
It's a sentiment shared by Tara Marshall, director of the Colorado Welcome Center in Trinidad. Marshall says the facility sees more than 60,000 travelers every year, with roughly 20% of them moving by train.
It's integral to residents, but it's also very important for travelers. And as you know, tourism is one of the largest industries we have in our state. We feel very lucky the Southwest Chief just cuts right across. And of course, it goes along the Santa Fe Trail. That's the interest that I think draws many of our international travelers.
But it's not just the tourism potential that's threatened with the possible loss of the Southwest Chief. Trinidad and Los Animas County officials link the passenger train with freight traffic. The tracks are owned by BNSF. An Amtrak spokesman, Mark Maglieri, says the rail company doesn't need the tracks to be maintained to the level Amtrak does.
Some of that railroad is only used by us. A freight train basically coming down Raton Pass is a very rare thing nowadays. Primarily, it's a Southwest Chief there every day.
BNSF declined an interview, but said in a statement they'll continue to fund maintenance of the track for freight. Marshall is still concerned.
It really affects the ability to attract anyone who wants to do small manufacturing. And in rural Colorado, that is huge. Come move to Trinidad, where we have the capability for your small manufacturing business to use the rail as a mode of transportation. You know, it's a huge piece when you're talking economic development.
And for Commissioner Hill, economic development in the Trinidad area is at a crossroads, and the train can play a big role moving forward.
And if things ever start growing here, it would be a big part of it. If we lose it, I think it's going to cost us greatly, because that's going to impede us growing when we need to.
Community and county leaders have been active in statewide efforts to keep the train running on its current route. While optimistic, they admit to a level of uncertainty. For KRCC News, I'm Maggie Spencer.